Divided city, united show of protest. This was the main event of Al Khalil on Saturday. Palestinian lawmakers and activists held a rally to mark the Palestinian Land Day on 30th of March. The West Bank city of Al Khalil has been the scene of daily attacks by Israeli settlers against Palestinian inhabitants. Mohammed Baraki, an Arab member of the Israeli Knesset, said,
"We call on the international community to boycott the Israeli leadership. Israel does not believe in any international convention. The world community must stand against the occupation and settlement expansions."
Moments after he made the comments, Mohammed Baraka said Israeli soldiers shoved him. At least two protesters were injured as the protests escalated into confrontations. Israeli soldiers showered the area with tear gas and stun grenades. The Palestinian group against the settlements, which organized the protest, says this gate must be reopened because, according to the signed agreements, the neighborhood is Palestinian. The Israeli authorities said the gate was closed by mistake in 2002, but that it won't be reopened for security reasons.
They occupy two schools. One of them belongs to UNRWA. It used to be UNRWA schools in the year 1976. It's called Beit Hadassah now. And the other building, it's called Beit Romano, which we are close to it now. Beit Romano, it used to be a government school. Now it's become as a settlement and a religious institute for them. It's called Yeshiva in Hebrew.
The old city of Al Khalil has always been a flashpoint for confrontations between Israeli settlers and Palestinians. In 1994, 27 Palestinians were killed when an Israeli settler opened fire on worshippers in Al Khalil's Abraham Mosque. Human rights organizations confirm that Al Khalil has been under Israeli settlers' attacks more than any other city in the West Bank. Around 550 Israeli settlers live in this city, which has a Palestinian population of around 200,000. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Al-Khalil.